everyone, welcome to episode 10 of Let's Chat. I hope you had a wonderful week so far. Here in the UK, it has been hot, like extremely warm, which is a bit rare for us, but cannot complain. So this episode is going to be a bit different. Instead of having a particular topic I'm going to discuss, I will be answering your dating dilemmas and questions that you guys have shared with me. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. Sit back and let's chat. Before I even go into the questions, I kind of want to ask you guys, like, how are you feeling? I am feeling exhausted, you know, like I really just had to sit back and just think, just carving out some time for myself has been a bit difficult lately. And I find myself going to bed later and later on a nighttime. And I really don't know what that's about, but I've just felt like I don't really have time for myself during the day anymore, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but there's just certain times where I'm just like, oh, I really can't be asked doing anything. Like, I don't want to look at anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just literally want to be in bed and go to sleep for a good like 2-3 hours if I can. So that's how I'm feeling. I hope you guys are in a better mood than I am, and especially because it's hot here. And when it's hot and you're not in the office, like, it's just, we don't have aircon, you know, because it's not our norm. So then you're hot and you're bothered and you're sweaty and you're just cranky. Oh, it's a bit long, you know. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a good week, and I will start with the first question. So the title of this says, started dating a French guy, everything else is good, but he's cheap. Okay. These are a bit long, you know. Okay, we're just gonna have to go with it. So it starts off saying, I've had some bad relationships / situationships in the past. My new motto with dating lately has been to weed people out quickly. Prioritize myself first and not be scared to ask big questions by the second date, i.e. 5-year plan, religion, life goals, etc. I like that. Okay. I recently started dating this guy who's French Arab. He's very Parisian, eats burgers with knives and forks, well dressed, etc. I really enjoyed our past few dates. I think within 2 dates he could easily be my boyfriend. Okay. For once, I don't think getting commitment will be an uphill battle. However, it's really turned me off how he hasn't offered to take the bill. Wait, hold on. So, well, okay, let's just continue. I'll let her finish. I fully expect for the first date, max 2, that the dude offers to pay the full bill. He has not done this. Massive turn off. The first day we went for an activity and planned dinner the same night. We were given the price and I offered to split and he didn't waste time agreeing. See, that's where you failed already. Anyways, but when we were given the machine, it was the full bill. It'd be awkward to ask them to split. So he paid, then say, could I pay for dinner? Dinner was more, so I ended up paying more. The next date we had was just dinner and we split it. Why are you splitting from the jump like this? I'm just not understanding. I was driving, so didn't want to drink like that. Close to the end of the night, he was like, oh, let's get a drink. Are you fine? I said I could probably do half a beer. The beer came, I probably sipped like 1/3 and gave him the rest. When the bill came, I thought he at least offered to buy the beer. I didn't want it, but no. Mind you, this is after hours of great conversation and a solid connection. No, he is a scrub. I was just turned off, like, what the fuck? Is this just how Europeans are when it comes to dating? I ended up going to his apartment. What? He just moved in. Don't get ideas. I was going to be in and out, which I was. This was the bougiest apartment I've ever seen in my city for someone our age. Bougie as fuck. No roommates. Fancy area. I was really shocked. Like, I could maybe afford an apartment like that in 3 years or so. So you mean to tell me you got it like this, but you haven't offered to pay for one meal? I just don't know. Part of me is like, it's so hard to date, find someone stable, kind, that I should just go with it and give this a shot. No. The other part of me is so turned off. If he was a broke college student, I understand. But dude is easily pulling in 6 figures. No student debt. I always expect a man to offer for the first date and after that splitting, but he never has and is just leaving a bad taste in my mouth. Okay. So what you've done wrong was to instantly go into split mode. If a guy is going to take you out, and I'm under this consensus that if a guy has offered to take me out, you decided that you were going to come up out some of your money. I am not going to say to you, yes, take me out. I'm going to put on about maybe 50 pounds of makeup, you know, I'm going to wear, you know, a gorgeous outfit that, you know, probably costs some money, put on my best of my best and walk out with you only to sit down in a restaurant and split the bill. Nah, like if you're taking me out, I'm under the assumption that you are paying for that bill. I won't even pretend to go into my wallet. Like, I'm just not going to pretend. Why? You asked me out on a date. Okay, so that's where you went wrong. And then where you went, I don't understand why you are offering to split. Like, this to me is you're friend zoning yourself. You haven't even kissed. You haven't done anything. He's playing with you. Like, it doesn't matter if, you know, he has a really nice apartment. If he has all of this and he is deciding that he's going to be a bit stingy with his funds, especially when it comes to, at least, you know, you're getting a drink and he can't even offer to pay that, sis, he's not thinking anything serious about you as a person at all. Throw him back to the streets and continue to move on. Do not settle because you have gone through, you know, failed relationships and situationships that you just decided, like, you know, okay, he's nice on this front. Because what you don't want to do is establish that 50-50, because everything you do after that, he's going to be looking at you to come out your pocket. If he can at least say, you know what, I got you for this night or two nights or three dates, like, okay, like, I get that. But anything after that, like, I wouldn't even dare go on another date with him. I wouldn't even, because you know what? I don't mind a guy spending, you know, money on me, at least maybe like the first two dates, maybe third date, depending on what we're doing. I may offer to get something else. And then we can see how that goes. And then I can say, you know what? I want to take you out. But if he's already starting from the gate, like we're going halves, and he's so stingy that he won't even be able to pay for a drink. Nah, sis, I'm sorry. Don't be desperate. Don't settle. I know it is tough out here, especially in the dating world where it feels like your options are few and in between. But I'm telling you, how you start off that relationship is going to continue, and you don't want to be dating him and you start getting serious and in a year, you know, he's still doing the same thing. He's not offering everywhere you want to go. It's half. You're going to get tired, and you're going to get tired really quickly. So I will tell you to leave him, sis. It's only been 2-3 dates, if that. There's no real investment here. So I would just call it a night, okay? Sorry, I know that's probably not what you want to hear, but I got to keep it 100 with you because he ain't it at all. He's not it. Okay, cool. So second question. It starts off saying, so I'm talking to a guy that's a little younger. I'm 28 and he's 24. I usually don't ever go that young, but he applied consistent pressure, so I decided to give him a chance. So far, things are good, but I've been noticing some compliments that he says to me. Quote, unquote, you don't have to reply quickly. I know you are a working woman. I know you have your own spot, but I don't want to intrude on your personal space unless I feel special to get quickly responses from you. I know you're a busy woman. Now, I'm happy that he knows all of this, but he goes out of his way to say things to me. If he texts me during the workday, he'll automatically put that that you don't have to reply quickly, and sometimes I actually do. Is he intimidated by the age gap and or my independence? He's a professional athlete, so it's not like he doesn't have things going for himself. I don't hear anything in terms of intimidation. All I hear is finesse. And when we're talking about professional athlete, describe professional. Because I don't know. It's just, it's really, it's really awkward. I don't understand. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I don't think anything about the age gap is necessarily bad. I mean, granted, yeah, you are older. I think here, I don't know. I'm not gonna say it's just a bit weird. And the reason why I say it's a bit weird because the fact is that he's kind of telling you. Now, if, you know, if you're supposed to be working and you're texting and he's saying that, okay, like, this girl has time, you know, he might be feeling some type of way to say, you know, like, okay, I don't want you to get in trouble. Like, I know you're a busy woman. We can talk later. So, like, from that point of view, I get it. But I don't think he's saying that because he's intimidated. I think he's saying that because he may not be expecting you to be on your phone if you are a working professional at a certain age. Not saying like you can't be on your phone at work. I'm not saying that at all. But I think he might have an idea of you and what you might be and how you might function in society. And now he's probably dealing with a woman who's older, who is a working professional, and may not have encountered that before. So how you're, you know, responding to certain things, he may be a bit apprehensive by or unsure by. So maybe that's his way of saying like, hey, don't worry, you don't have to text me, you know, because you're working, right? Don't worry, you don't have to respond too quickly. Like, so on that front, I think that's what he's saying. I do find it a bit weird that he constantly says that. And now if he's constantly saying that to you, sis, maybe delay your responses and your messages. Don't be a bit keen, you know. Like, I know when you like someone and they text you and you're like, oh my God, you know, you just want to keep the conversation flowing. But sis, like, let him breathe a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't be in a rush to respond back. He's not going anywhere. Honestly, I don't know the nature of your conversation. So just take it, like, just play it, you know, by ear. See how your conversation goes. Now, if he's saying, like, hey, how are you doing? And you say, yeah, I'm fine, or whatever. And he responds back. Like, you don't need to respond back in 2.5 seconds. Like, breathe, take a break, do some work, and actually come back to your text message. It's okay to not constantly be on your phone, okay? It's perfectly fine, okay? Right. Next question. I've been dating my husband for 10 years, married for 5, and the baby bug has been hitting him harder than normal for the past couple of months. The last time we had a serious discussion about this was back in January. I told my husband to give me one more year to have kids since I started a job as a contract worker and wanted to wait and see how the work environment was, as well as hopefully get brought on full time in 3 to 4 months so I can receive benefits. Okay, makes sense. Sadly, I had to quit my job, which I was never brought on full time for after working there for 6 months, yet watched as they hired other people to help out my family due to my mom having a major illness. I also saw this as the drive I needed so I can be self-employed and spend more time with my kids by finally starting my own business. Okay, sis. And not have random people watching them. But he still goes into a funk when he's around baby toys, sees babies, or even hears the word baby. We had a conversation again, and he said he felt like I didn't want to have his kids, and brought up how financially he was more well off than his deadbeat sister's husband, who has 2 kids and live with his mom now, but drinks every night and hardly works. And my cousin and her husband, who has 2 kids, but they both mooch off my aunt and uncle. Ignoring those two trouble examples he brought up, I assured him we can start trying to conceive next year, and since I'm determined to make my business happen by the end of this year, as well as bring in some heavy income, I would like to aim for March if possible. If I can definitely bring in $1,000 a week by then and can possibly start for kids around that time too. I also assured him that I do want kids with him, and I apologize if I ever made him feel that way, but I had no doubts about him being a good dad, and if I didn't think he'd be a good dad, I would have divorced him by now. So today he asked me if I want to go to his friend's kid's first birthday party, and I ask if he'll be okay. He says he'll be depressed later, but he wants to keep that connection. I'm sorry, but I lost it and kind of went off. Not cussing or trying to put him down, but just reminding him that next year is not far away. And instead of being depressed about what he doesn't have now, to be happy and look forward to what he will have soon. Oh, sis, this is a bit long, you know. I didn't say we will never have kids. I just asked for one more year and he agreed. So I don't know what else he wants from me. He's saying he's trying not to feel this way, but his instincts to have kids is greater than the reasoning in his head. And he has one more year left. It's not like we can try for a baby now and I can pop one out by tomorrow. I swear I'm going to be one of those crazy pregnant moms on purpose and go off on him even if he breathes a certain way that sets me off and remind him every day that this is what he asked for. If he thought it was going to be like the movies where the husband is rubbing his pregnant wife, baby belly all full of giggles 24/7, then I'm about to hit him with the reality kick in the ass. Okay, sis. Hello to me waking you up at 4 a.m. in the morning to run to Walmart and get me some ice cream and KFC chicken wings. Look, first of all, hold on. I know I'm supposed to take this seriously, but KFC chicken wings go hard. I just had to say that. I know that was so random, but y'all don't understand. I love me some KFC chicken wings. They are so good, especially with some sweet chili sauce. Whew, Lord. Okay, anyways, moving on. And wait till 5 a.m. for the donut shop to open so I can have that too. And I don't care if you got to be at work by 8 a.m. Make it happen. I hate being a woman. I hate how in the end we're always judged by what we can provide and not who we are. Oh my God, if that's not a word. In the end, I just feel like a baby maker to him. I really do. Okay, I feel you. I do feel you because I understand what it's like to feel pressured into having a child when you are not mentally in that space. I have a daughter. Most of my peers who, you know, had a child around the same time as me are on their second one, or they already had their second one and going on their third. And so rightfully so, I have my wonderful mom who is constantly saying to me, so when are you going to have another one? Like, when is that happening? And I completely understand. Like, I get it when you feel like, you know, you're not where you want to be, and you know that, you know, being pregnant and having a child is going to impact you. And I don't think a lot of people understand, you know, like, I think there's this conception of, you know, if you get pregnant, everything will work out, everything will be fine. Why would you want to be stressed during your pregnancy? Like, why would you want to cause that? Like, granted, not every situation is the best situation. Like, as you said, you were on a temporary contract. You weren't full term. You were worried about, you know, getting benefits. Now you're no longer at that job. You're thinking of, you know, starting your business. Well done, sis, on that. But obviously you haven't started getting consistent streams of income with that. So there's so many moving pieces. And then to add on pregnancy on top of that, I completely get that mindset. And it's not a situation in where you want to go into lightly. However, I do think that you need to just be a little bit more sympathetic with your husband. He might be a bit more lenient understanding in terms of, you know, him bringing it up. What you don't want to do is be dismissive at all. Don't dismiss his feelings because you are not at the same place that he is. I understand it could be annoying repeating the same sentiment that you have, but I think you just need to be a bit more delicate with handling your husband and how he's feeling and why he's feeling that way. And if he's saying that, you know, it's gonna take him into a state of depression, that's not something that I would play with lightly, like, at all. Trust me, I understand that feeling of, you know, being pressured into doing something that you're not 100% committed to at that present moment. Not saying that it's never going to happen, but just at that current moment, I completely get it. But what you don't want to do is be so put off by it that how you come across could be misconstrued. And the last person that you want to be misconstrued with is your husband. So be a bit more sensitive, be a bit more patient with him. And then obviously, hopefully, you know, he extends that same behavior towards you. Because I'm telling you now, sis, once you have children, that's a completely different beast in itself, in terms of parenthood, in terms of communication, in terms of a whole bunch of things. And it does change your relationship as much as many people, you know, I guess feel like it doesn't, or sometimes it does. But as quietly as it's known, sis, some men really want children, and they really, you know, want to start that family. So my suggestion would be just have a talk with him, okay? And if things don't get better, please write in and let me know how it goes. Okay, so next question goes, so how do you all deal with a silent treatment? That's a really good one, because I normally give the silent treatment. Okay, my quote-unquote boo, okay, and I got into it the other day because of his stupidity, and he came in the house talking ish and hollering. I told him I did not want to hear it, and he proceeded to continue. I was thrown off like what the hell. It irritated me because I was in a good mood and he blew me. I told him he hurt my feelings and that he needed to apologize for coming to me that way. He proceeded to bring up old shit and told me he was not going to apologize because he did not feel that he hurt my feelings. I told him it was not about how he felt, but in my opinion, if he gave a fuck, he'd acknowledge my feelings and apologize. I always give in to him, but this time I have not spoken to him since Sunday night, and it's actually killing me. But I don't want to budge. I always give in, even if he's right or wrong, but he does not seem to want to acknowledge his wrongdoing and or understand my viewpoint. At this point, we're just roomies. I'm just tired of bending and being nice just to have my kindness taken for weakness. Seems like he cannot even be a man and say sorry just to blow shit over. Prideful ass fuckers. Okay, so that is a horrible way to communicate. And I'm saying that for someone who has done the silent treatment before. And that's not necessarily because I was being petty 100%. Some of it was. I think at the time I wasn't really good at communicating and being able to articulate how I felt. I would keep a lot of stuff in. And I found out that that's not a healthy way to express my concerns, my fears, my frustrations, and every other feeling I had. So number one, that's kind of toxic, and it's a controlling thing as well, because that person not only controls you, but they control the environment that you're in. They control or have a sense of control over your feelings and your emotions, and only then, once they break that communication lull, is when, you know, you feel like you have your power back in some sense. So what I would say to you is, it makes it even worse, especially if you are living together. which I kind of, let me just read this again. Yeah, so you guys are living together. That is hard. I would say, how much on a scale of 1 to 10 does this relationship mean to you? Because that's everything. If you are not really invested in this relationship emotionally, take out the finances out of it. Because I know that in itself is a completely different beast when you have, you know, joint bills and rent and stuff like that. Like that's a completely different beast. If you were to strip all of that away and you two didn't live together and you are repeating what you just said to me now, and maybe even thinking about your relationship as a whole, is this relationship worth saving? And if the answer is no, then that's your answer. It sounds toxic, and it can turn into being a toxic thing. And especially if he's disregarding how you're feeling and your emotions, and he just wants to air out how he's feeling, and he's not considerate of your feelings or your emotions. And if you don't fall in line, then he will make you fall in line by shutting you out. That's not a dynamic that you want to get into, especially when you have to split bills and you can't go nowhere because that's where you live, and your house should be your peace. It is outside of everything. Your house should be your peace. So what I would say to you is reevaluate your relationship, figure out if this is something that you are willing to deal with, and if it's not, and be completely honest with yourself, if it's not, then you need to start looking about how do you formally make that split. First of all, from a financial point of view, so how much more months do you have on your lease? What is your finances looking like? Do you have to stay in that house at the time being? Can you go back to your mom's house or whomever's place in the time being? So these are all things that you need to consider if you're deciding to move on. If you are deciding to stay with him, then you guys need to have a very candid conversation in terms of what good communication skills look like. And you need to figure that out. Because if every time you guys get into it and he decides that he's going to cut you off that way, it's very one-sided. And it's slightly narcissistic in a sense. And it's very controlling behavior. And that's not something that you want to deal with. I'm telling you now, the world that we're living in is changing all the time, and it's just so uncertain. And I'm telling you now, this is not the time to be with somebody who is making you feel like crap. Like, I know sometimes we don't want to be on our own and all of these different things, but I'd rather be on my own than with someone who is driving me up the wall, is inconsiderate, disrespectful. Like, I can do better on my own, sis. And if that's how you feel, leave. And if you're willing to stay and work it out, you guys have to hash this out. And you guys have to find a better way of communicating with each other, because that's not it, sis. That's not it, okay? Next question. This title has got me blown. The title says, "The girl that I'm dating is messing with her cousin." Lord have mercy. This is about to be messy. Lord. Oh, and it's long. It's long, but it's messy. The title itself got me intrigued. All right, let's go. It says, "The other day I saw in my girl's phone that her male cousin who lives with her was texting her every day, like, good morning, beautiful, good night, gorgeous, telling her he loves her, damn near every text message, sending her a bunch of kissy emojis, heart eyes, and shit like that. I've been dating this Haitian girl that recently moved to the U.S. from France for about 8 months. I met her in December at one of my homegirls' Christmas party, who happened to be her cousin. We exchanged numbers that night and started dating immediately. She explained to me that she's currently living with her aunt and uncle and their three sons, aged 15, 20, and 26. She's 25. When I first met her, she explained to me that the 20-year-old cousin was always trying to be in her and even tried to add her on, which she did not like." I don't know what that means. Okay. "Fast forward to last Saturday. We're at my homegirl's baby shower, the one who had the baby shower.
She gets upset with me because I wasn't showing her enough attention and we got into a small argument. I left the baby shower early to attend my friend's birthday party. She calls me while I'm driving to discuss our argument. During our phone conversation, I overhear her 20-year-old cousin call her baby. I then ask her, "Did you just call him baby?" She tries to play it off like she didn't say it. We then get off the phone and she texts telling me she needs some space, blah, 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 and she's canceling our movie date on Friday. Sunday, we don't speak at all, and then Monday, after not speaking all day, I go over to talk things out with her. We work things out, and then I explain to her that her calling her cousin baby made me feel uncomfortable and what is going on. She insisted that it was a French thing and that it wasn't a big deal. Lord. Okay. I tell her that her cousin is not a kid and she should start setting some boundaries. I agree. Oh, okay. She agreed too. Cool. Then she tells me that she's going to the drive-in movie with her 20-year-old cousin on Friday, which she has canceled with me. The fuck? I explain to her that since we're on good terms now and that I should be the one taking her and not him. To my surprise, she was adamant about going with him instead of me. I then tell her either she tells him he can't go or I'll tell him. She said okay, and that was that. I left her house thinking her response was weird, so it had me wondering how did she go from not wanting to add this cousin on social media to this. Then I start remembering this stuff, like one time we're chilling, she says her cousin thinks I'm his girlfriend. He keeps texting. Okay, that I'm sorry guys, I'm reading what this person says, so it's not me if it's not making sense to you. Another occasion, we were making fried Oreos at my house. I've never had fried Oreos before. I don't know why I'm making that sound, but it sounds delicious.
It sounds like it'll give you, you know, clogged arteries, but for the sake of fried Oreos, oh my god, that sounds so good. That sounds so good. I'm just hungry, y'all. I don't know. Let me move on. Another occasion, we were making fried Oreos at my house, and she asked to make some for him specifically, not even the whole household. Another time, I remember she didn't pick up my phone call and said that she was watching a movie with her cousin and didn't call me back that night. Because it was too late and it was only midnight. We hung out on Tuesday and I asked her straight up if it's her cousin and her was messing around. She quickly got up and got dressed and said that I was out of line and asked me to take her home. She didn't say shit else or try to plead her case. She didn't even seem like she was upset. I took her home and that's that. She's blowing up my phone, but I don't really want to talk. Oh, okay. Sorry, I have a whole nother paragraph. I hope you guys are understanding what's happening here. Wednesday gets here and now she's still blowing up my phone telling me she needs to talk to me and whatnot to explain things. I tell her that I only talk to her in person and that this is not something you discuss over the phone. She agrees and I stop by the house. She gets in my car and we pull around the corner. She starts off by saying that she's offended and disgusted that I would think she would do something with her cousin. I then explain all the signs and how I come up with a suspicion. I say to her, "If you don't have nothing to hide, show me the text thread between you and him." She goes to the text thread and gives me her phone. I start reading and all I saw was, "Good morning, beautiful, gorgeous, I love you, heart eyes, kissy face." And I'm trying to understand, how do you live with your cousin and you're texting her every day telling her, "Good morning, beautiful," and tell her, "Good night, gorgeous"? Now I'm mad. I pull the car back to the house and I tell the cousin to come outside. I confront him and he acts like it's regular for cousins to text each other like that and she doesn't see a problem with it either. This is weird. I'm sorry. This is really weird. And you don't want anybody to gaslight you. You don't want anyone to make you feel like you're the crazy one. If you don't feel right about something, just go with how you're feeling. I'm sorry. I don't know how long you guys been dating, but I don't think I would personally feel comfortable with something like that, especially when they live in the same household. Is she texting her other two male cousins like that? Because if she is, then I'll be like, okay, that's really weird. But at least it's consistent. If it's just him and she's responding to stuff like that, like, nah. Because what happens when it's late at night? No, I'm sorry. Walk away. Walk away now. Just leave now. That's mad suspect. Because they could be saying, you know, good night, good morning, gorgeous. And they could have just been in each other's bed rolling around the night before on some low key stuff. Leave her. That's all I'm going to say. Leave her. There's nothing more to say. It's suspect as hell. It's weird as hell. And it seems like you're competing with her cousin. Nah. Like, you just wrote me a whole essay on this. Hopefully, by the time you read this back to yourself, it becomes crystal clear on why you need to move on and find a new girl. Because this is just too messy. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you do find out that they're doing something together? Nah, like, I can't. I can't. Nah. I'm gonna keep it cute and sweet. Leave her. Period. That's all you need to do. Leave her. Next question. Oh, first of all, let me just put a pause right there. I just want to say thank you guys so much for sending in your questions. It really does mean a lot to me that you guys have taken out the time to write stuff and send it across. Like, y'all, you guys are some real ones. I appreciate y'all. Right, back to the questions. This one says, does this count as arranged marriages or as an arranged marriage? Before I even start the question, Netflix has a really good show about arranged marriage and Indian matchmaking. So if you guys are wanting an inside peek on what arranged marriages look like, that program on Netflix is so good. It really got me thinking, you know, because at first I was like, oh my God, no, I wouldn't do an arranged marriage. I want to, you know the person I'm marrying. But after I saw that and I was like, you know what? There's no different than being match made by somebody. Granted, I mean, there's some intricacies in where, you know, you don't really get to date that person like how you normally would. But I don't think I would be opposed to that. It kind of just reminds me kind of like Married at First Sight as well, which I'm watching. Married at First Sight New Orleans. Which I will have a episode on that, I promise. Because I've changed my mind, you know. I don't think I would be too opposed to arranged marriage. Because some of y'all dudes out here aren't nothing to write about. So, anyways, I'll leave that for a future episode. So, back to the question. It starts off saying, I'm super against arranged marriages my whole life, but it's true when they say never judge a situation you might be in one day. I agree with that. I completely agree with that sentence. 10 months ago at my sister's wedding, I was thanking everyone, all the guests that came. There was this female guest from my brother-in-law side who was helping out. I met her but vaguely remember this lady. 10 months later, this August, she meets with my brother-in-law for a dinner party at hers. Pandemic probably the reason why it's taken 10 months. Anyway, she asked my brother-in-law about me and says she thought I was very pretty and wants to hook me up with her son. He told me this information 3 days later after her meeting. If I agree to pursue things, does this count as arranged marriage? The reason I'm so against arranged marriages is because my siblings have done it. It's heavily practiced, respected, and carried out in my culture. I wanted to forge my own path in life and take the road less traveled. Ooh, you're talking to a girl who is definitely taking the road less traveled in her life within my family culture and customs. So I feel you. To answer your question, I don't necessarily think that this is an arranged marriage because the intention of an arranged marriage is that the guy and the girl are under the consensus that we are brought together for the purpose of marriage and by our families. And if we do proceed within the very short time frame that we have, then we will get married. It's not going to be a long courting period, if that. So no, I would just take it as there's some level of interest being taken. It's kind of like a blind date. It's like a friend saying, "You know what? I have a friend that I think you might be interested in." It's just like that. There's nothing arranged marriage about this, because normally what happens in arranged marriage is that the parents will have their child in mind, and then your first date will be with the parents and, somebody's son, and you're sat there and you're getting to know each other, understanding that in less than 2, 3 months, we probably will be married, which is a short time frame in a normal setting for dating. So no, it's not an arranged marriage. I will call it a setup. And I mean, listen, if somebody's mother looks at you and thinks you're good for their son, I mean, I don't know how the son is. Just be open to it. Just see, fill him out a little bit. You never know. You never know where your husband or your partner or significant other might come from. You never know. So I'll have an open heart, but that's not an arranged marriage. Okay, so hopefully that helps. Let's see. I'm trying to give my voice a bit of a break because you guys are writing paragraphs, Like, see how that last question was short and straight to the point? If you guys could do something like that, that would be amazing. Like, granted, I know you're trying to provide me as enough. I can't even speak. I know you guys are trying to provide me enough context, which I get and I do appreciate. So, thank you very much. But yeah, please try to keep it brief. Okay? Try to keep it brief. See, I have one here that is really interesting. It's called Married and Dating, but it's like 4 paragraphs long. And I just can't. So, on that note, I am going to do my last question of the night. And the title says, "I think I'm being played." Dating app in early May. I've been to his house and we've been out and we've had sex once. A month or so ago, he disappeared under the guise that he thought I needed space, and I didn't reach out to him because I was sure he ghosted me. I removed his number and unfollowed him on social media. About a week of no contact, he randomly sends me a message on Facebook, and we started talking again. Fast forward to now, my birthday was last week, and we were supposed to get together earlier this week due to a conflict in our work schedules. He told me his father was sick in the hospital and he wanted to take his son to see him, so those plans were canceled. I was supposed to come over the next day, but he sent me a text the night before advising me to stay home because a bad storm was coming from a hurricane. Well, it rained that morning, but it was sunny by noon. I followed him back on his Instagram and I noticed he followed me back from his business page that only has 20 followers, which was odd. Later on that day, I was browsing my timeline and I noticed he updated. He posted a picture of a bottle of tequila in a hotel room, mind you. I haven't heard from him since Monday, so to put myself out of my misery, I just went to unfollow. I'm pretty sure he's doing one of this disappearing act again. I don't chase and sometimes I overthink, but I feel like I'm being played. I know his biological father is sick. They have like no relationship. I'm not understanding the hot cold behavior, especially when we had a talk a couple weeks ago about our status. He mentioned it to me. I'm lost. I really like this guy. This is mad weird. He's a Scorpio too." Short and sweet says he's seeing somebody else. He's seeing somebody else, and I feel like he is only contacting you when that person's
either not there or, you know, he has nothing better to do, or if she's doing something, you're definitely not top priority at all. And the fact is that within a short time span, he has already ghosted you. And it seems like he's doing it again. Sis, this is someone who's not serious at all. So you've met the guy, what, in May, did you say? You met him in early May. You've gone out. Wait, you've been to his house. You've gone out and you've had sex already. And he's ghosted you because he thought you needed space. When did you ever communicate that? Because you didn't. You didn't communicate that. He is blowing hot and cold because he's not serious. When a guy is really into you, like, I'm telling you right now, like, there'll be no questions. There'll be no questioning anything. You would not have to write in about a guy who likes you. Because his behavior and everything about him will tell you that. And the fact is that he's seemingly disappearing, yet continuing his life, is to tell you two things. Number one, you're not high on the list. And number two, he's entertaining somebody else. So he's doing what I would say, keeping his options open. You're on standby. Don't be the standby girl. Move on with your life. Understand that, you know, you really need to vet guys out here. Just because you've gone out on a couple of dates, I don't know. Take things slow. Vet guys. On the sex front, I would say, like, I'm not one to say, you know, don't do something. If that's what you're going to do anyways, do it. Always stay protected. But I would hold off on jumping into a physical thing with someone that you don't really know, because some of these guys are just here for that. I'm telling you, the minute they have sex with you, like, they move on. Not all guys are like that, but it does weed out a lot of potential bad situations and dodgy guys. So I would say, you know what, it's best to unfollow him and leave him at that. And if he decides to contact you, don't answer, don't pick up, don't text back, don't do anything, ghost him and actually move on with your life. It sucks at the minute now, but he's just shown you early on that he's inconsistent and you're not, you know, the person that he's interested in. It hurts, I get it, but please don't waste any more time. Move on with your life. And I'm honestly saying move on. Actually do something. Don't pretend to move on and you're watching his, you know, social media feeds and trying to put 2 + 2 together and be a PI investigator. It's not worth it. Leave him alone. Move on. You can do better. And if he does reach out to you, which I know he will, in a week or two time, don't answer, don't call, and just gradually fade him out your life. Well, guys, well, that's the end of this episode, guys. Thank you so much for writing in. I really do appreciate it. That was a bit of a long one. But if you want to have your questions and dilemmas answered here on my podcast, please do send in an email to letschatnowpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, my email address is letschatnowpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks, guys, and I will see you next week.